This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today, the environmental group Greenpeace jumped aboard a Russian offshore oil rig in the Arctic Sea. They are protesting drilling by the Russian oil giant Gazprom. Greenpeace has pulled stunts like this for years, but lately the group has gone from occupying oil rigs and fishing boats to hijacking companies' identities online. Christopher Wirth has more.
Earlier this year, Greenpeace went after Shell with an online campaign that began with a hoax. The organization posted an online video of a fake launch party for Shell's Arctic drilling rigs.
Okay, so you put your glass right over here, Ian.
In it, a woman goes to fill a glass from a small model of an oil rig that pours drinks, but it breaks and soaks her with black liquid. Along with the video, Greenpeace launched a fake website where users could create satirical ads with furry Arctic animals. Shell's response? The company says it supports the right to protest, but it doesn't want people to be deceived. Hannah Perry is with the polling firm YouGov. She says online campaigns may have more impact than Greenpeace's traditional physical occupations.
I think the physical occupations have certain limitation in that they're very localized and they're easily forgotten.
Today, Greenpeace also launched a new online campaign against Volkswagen over auto emissions. I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.